Dorothy E. Hertel, 1920-2015. On Monday, May 18, 2015, in Tonawanda, New York, Dorothy Elizabeth Hertel peacefully slid out of her mortal frame into eternity. She was 95. Born amidst a multi-ethnic community alongside the busy harbors of New York City, she and her four siblings were raised by their Irish mother during the Great Depression. The lessons learned during those trying times broadened her heart and strengthened her character. After high school, she began working to help support the family, commuting between Bayonne, New Jersey, and Manhattan to the Consolidated Edison Building on the 14th Street, where she was employed. During World War II, she volunteered to sell war bonds and joined committees to support locally stationed servicemen. That is how she met and married a Marine from Tonawanda, New York, who was recovering from a combat wound at the Brooklyn Navy Yard. Many devotees and friends of Arunachala Ashrama in New York and Nova Scotia, Canada, fondly remember meeting her some many times since she first visited the Nova Scotia Ashram in 1972, the year it opened. Every year for the next 40 years, she said her life felt incomplete unless she spent at least a month or two at the Nova Scotia Ashram. During the 1970s and 80s, she would routinely quit her job and drive up to the Nova Scotia Ashram for the summer. And every September, without fail, her employer would eagerly await her return to rehire her. In later years, when she was unable to make the long journey alone, one of her two sons, James or Dennis, would drive her there. Dennis is a founding member of the Nova Scotia Ashram. In the ashram, children and adults all felt at home in her presence. She cheerfully participated in ashram projects like cooking for guests, cleaning, decorating, etc. And although a devout Catholic, she found no conflict in the ashram surroundings and spiritual practices. She understood that there was only one source, one God in the hearts of all beings, and that each individual is different and must seek fulfillment in their own way. Mrs. Hertel remained cheerful and comfortable throughout her final years in the home in which she lived for 64 years and where she ultimately died. She was pre-deceased in 2013 by both her husband Kenneth and eldest son Kenneth Jr. During her period of decline, many friends and devotees from Arunachala Ashrama and elsewhere graciously took the time to visit her and also made the trip after her passing to attend her funeral. A multitude of devotees and friends reached out to express their sincere condolences and support, for which all her family members were extremely grateful. What follows is the eulogy given by Dennis at her funeral mass in the St. Francis of Assisi Chapel in Tonawanda, New York. All of us here today have one unique life experience in common. We all have or had a mother. From the time of conception, a mother's mind automatically turns to her child. She dedicates the best years of her life to promoting the welfare and happiness of her child. She continuously sacrifices without expectation of return. It is love for the sake of love. It is a selfless love. The closest expression that we have on earth to the universal love of God is the pure reflection of God's love emanating from the heart of a mother. That is why in the Bible, One of the Ten Commandments tells us we should honor our mother. And in other scriptures around the world, this same theme of honoring the mother is evoked. One such verse, known to perhaps a billion people, goes, Matru Devo Bhava, Pitru Devo Bhava, Guru Devo Bhava, Atithi Devo Bhava. Let your mother be a god to you. Let your father be a god to you. Let your guru be a god to you. Let your guest be a god to you. Here, mother holds the first place above all. The edict in this verse that I learned many years ago has always been easy for me to practice because of the mother I was destined to have. I could easily understand why it is the mother who holds the first place above the father, the teacher, and the guest. I, my brothers and sister, their children, and our friends all have many wonderful memories of mother or grandma. After all, she lived for 95 years, and we had plenty of opportunities to experience them. I would never have enough time here to recount them. All of you have your own memories to cherish and live by, and I have mine. While we were young, she worked tirelessly to keep us on this straight and narrow path. But once we reached maturity, she cut us loose. She wanted us to be strong and to stand on our own 2 feet. Whenever we discussed with her what path in life we wished to take, she would say, "If you really believe that this will make you happy, I want you to do it." And once we did, she always supported and encouraged us and even actively helped us in many ways. She was a constant encouraging force of love for all members of her extended family, completely without judgment. This love would immediately be evident whenever one of us walked into her room. She would spontaneously greet us with a beaming smile, that same warm, affectionate smile that she would give us when we first saw her after perhaps a year's absence. But sometimes it wasn't a year's absence. We would only be gone an hour, and she would greet us like this every day, numerous times. And none of us can ever forget the genuine gratitude she always expressed for even the slightest attention or service given to her. This embodies what mother is to me. It is something I will never forget and I will always miss. A famous poet wrote, "Death is not extinguishing the light. It is only putting out the lamp because the dawn has come." On Monday morning, we, her three children, held her hands as she silently stepped into that light of dawn. And for this, we feel blessed and will be forever grateful.